It's the Christina LaFrance Show. Time to welcome 1-2 Radio's Long Island psychic medium, Christina LaFrance.
Welcome to 1-2 Radio, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. This is your host, Christina LaFrance, and you are listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show. Welcome, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Today is December 3rd, if you could believe that. Yeah, it's starting to actually feel like winter here in, or fall at least, in New York. We've had such crazy, weird weather, a lot of, you know, warm weather, unexpected weather for a while, and now it's cold, so it's like reality check. Like, yeah, it's that season, that's for sure. And me and Jay were just talking about how we can't believe the holiday season is upon us this quickly. Less than, I don't know, 3 weeks away is Christmas already and New Year's. It's crazy how time flies, that's for sure. I hope everybody is doing well. I'm going to check in on the chat room and say hello to everybody. Today we're talking about soul contracts. I think, you know, it's just, we jump into this conversation here and there over the past year, and it's never enough time. This can be talked about for days, years, months. It's so layered, but it's a really good time to start talking about this, because I usually try to grab a hold of what I feel is a theme, and not only in my life, but in the lives of my friends, my family, and all of you, because I talk to you guys weekly, and you know, you call me on 1-2 Listen. So this theme has just been popping up really big in the lately. You know, certain things transpire in our lives, and we just can't put our fingers on the pulse of it, and knowing, like, you know, everybody wants to know why is this happening, you know. And we look at life according to our human 3D ego minds. You know, this shouldn't have happened. This, you know, what this person did to me was mean, or this was terrible that I got fired, or this was awful that I got kicked out of this club, or I don't know, fill in the blank. We'll have these things that happen to us. And a lot of the times we get caught up in the dream, we get pulled in by the egoic mind and the pain and the hurt of our humanness to be able to see the writing on the wall of what's happening, you know. And it's difficult when we're in it, you know. I often get phone calls from people that are in a lot of distress over things that have happened to them, and you know, listen, for good reason, right? We're living this dual life. We're living this existence here on planet Earth, in our humanness, in our messiness, in our pain, and in our sorrow, and in our happiness, and joy, and all of that. You know, it comes along with all of it. And then, you know, where these souls that live forever, encased inside these, you know, human fleshbone bodies that have to kind of navigate with both, and that can be difficult, because we, a lot of the times, we don't want to hear about it. We don't want to hear that, oh, this was, you know, part of a divine plan, or hold on, it's going to get better. And you know, we just get so wrapped up in the pain and the sorrow of certain things that transpire in our lives. And you know, I've been tracking my own soul contracts for forever, and all of you and clients and friends and families, and we're all the same. We all have a lot of the same themes that pop up for us, you know. And I am a believer in that. We come here with soul contracts, and we design them prior to coming. And even though that sounds nuts to the human mind can't grasp that. There's a lot of reality. There's a lot of truth to that. And, you know, there's themes, like I said, you know, we're always saying we're all the same, and it's true. That's why we're all the same, right? Because we're all here learning certain themes, and some of them are really rough, you know. You know, we just, in our humanness, get lost in the, like I said, the pain and the sorrow of some of the things that happen to us. But I think that, our soul contracts start to unravel and move into higher levels of understanding the more that we stop asking why. And I know that that's difficult, because I'm with all of you guys. I want to know why. Why the hell did that person do this? Or why the hell did this happen? And why is life such a shit show right now? Why is everything going wrong? And, I always know that when there is chaos that is hanging around our lives, it's the divine at work, and the human part of us, the flesh part of us wants to, make sense of everything and pick on ourselves about the chaos, but it's really always divinely orchestrated, the chaos, to bring us to where we need to be, to unsettle us a little bit in our lives and shake us up a little bit, And when we're going through it, it's not fun, including myself, As the years go on and my understanding deepens, in my own life, I realize that we have a choice. Like I said a moment ago, we really do have a choice, and it's okay to get angry or to be upset or to want to know why, but to pull ourselves down to the reality of what's really happening is part of the walk on this divine path that we're all on. And we all, including myself, we like to throw around that, oh, we're spiritual and we meditate and we do this and we do that. But, and those are all wonderful things, but moving into a place where we're really starting to understand the bigger picture of why things play out the way that they do, not exactly why, but I mean, I had some things that went on over the past, couple of months that, threw me for, I was like, whoa, I just didn't see it coming. Well, actually, I might have, but I was ignoring it a little bit. But once these things started to ground themselves into reality and were in my face, it was like I knew I had that pivotal choice to make. I knew that I could move into that humanness of hurt and pain and taking it personally and letting it put me into a place where I felt victimized. And I went there for a couple of days. It pulled a lot of anger out of my body, which is always a good thing, right? And when it was starting to dissipate, I realized, like I saw the sacred contract, and I think that that is a lot of what's going on for most of us right now, is that we're starting to make that pivot where we're not spending a lot of time in the why or the pain, or we're just looking, and if you're not, that's okay too. But if you're in pain and you're in pain because you want to know why, and you feel victimized by your, by a situation that has happened to you, I always like to tell people to, go through what you need to go through, but to start talking to yourself in a way that says, I don't really get why this happened, and I don't like what happened to me, and I feel uncomfortable right now in what's going on. I feel blindsided. I didn't have a choice. Whatever it is that you have to say to yourself, but I'm going to trust that the divine knows what it's doing, and I don't need the answers, because I think that that's what really trips all of us up, is that we want answers. I want to know why. I need to know why. I need to know why this person did this to me, or I need to know why this person said this, or I need to know why I was fired from my job, or I need to know why this person ended this friendship with me or relationship with me, and whatever it is, fill in the blank. But there is this certain calmness and effect that happens to us once, and life gets really interesting once you give up the need to know why things happen as they do. You really do. Your life gets so interesting after that. And that's when your angels and your guides and the universe will start showing off. That's when you will have these doors open that wouldn't open if you were stuck in the egoic mind, preservating over victim circumstances. And believe me, we've all been victims, and we will continue to be victims in this life. It's charted for us. It's charted for us as souls to experience being the victim at different times of our lives and different levels, being betrayed, having to forgive people, or people having to forgive us, right? Yeah, that's all charted. and the human mind doesn't want to hear that, but it's the truth. You know, it's all charted. And once we start living our lives via this symbolic notion that life is charted and that we're going through certain things because our souls are evolving. Like I said a moment ago, life gets very interesting. I started to see things in my life that were just so unimaginable, turn into magic. Like it was like I walked through this threshold of understanding once I started to accept the terms of what was happening. You know, it couldn't just be that, it's funny because people will call me up and say, Christina, you know how you know this is a soul contract? You know how you know this is a pattern that I'm engulfed in and that I keep repeating over and over? Because you can't make this shit up. You can't keep meeting the same exact person in a different body that does the same exact thing to you over and over. Like, there's your clue right there, right? And it's irritating when things like that happen because the universe is always going to have you on repeat. It's always going to have you on redial. And I'm laughing because it's funny, but it's not funny when you're going through it. It's really difficult. But I just remember being in this pattern that was repeating for, I mean, it was like the whole of my life. And I just thought to myself at one point, I was just laughing my ass off, thinking, like, oh my God, how many times do I have to repeat this before I'm going to get it? Because it seems so difficult. Like, what am I actually doing to keep myself on repeat here? Right. And once you start to laugh, break up the energy, and understand what's happening, then you start to expand your mind in a way that you have a better understanding of what you need to do to start to shift. And when that happens, that's a beautiful thing. But then the universe is going to throw some curveballs at you and a lot more harsh things, right? You got to keep standing up. I promise, once you keep standing up and shaking it off and understanding that you're in Earth school and that this is your classroom, things start to really turn around. They do for sure. And it's funny because I had a conversation with a client this morning, who said to me, "I felt free, Christina, and I felt free within the pattern that I was involved in. And I know that this pattern, this soul contract that's connected to this pattern is ending." And I said, "Yeah, how do you know it's ending? Tell me. I want to know." And she said, "Because I've accepted all of it. And I know that sometimes I might fall into that pattern, but I will catch myself and I will forgive myself and I will make different choices. I won't fall into that black hole." You know, she's like, "That's how I know it's ending." And I was like, wow, that's amazing. And that's the truth. It's the truth. When you full on accept the choices that you've made in the past and that you're actually making it again in this moment, like, oh shit, I can't believe I'm doing this again. Instead of beating yourself up, when you full on accept, like, okay, yeah, I really do accept this. I'm gonna do better. I'm gonna make different choices. You know, I'm going to release blame on the outside. I'm going to take full responsibility for the choices that I'm making in this moment. That's when angels start to show off. That's when life starts to get really interesting, you know. And you know, there's no such thing as you know, people think that waking up and becoming more conscious of a being, you know, is going to make your life, you know, angels and lollipops and roses, and you're just going to be skipping along, and fairy dust is going to be following you everywhere. Yeah, no, that doesn't happen. You know, you have the freedom of understanding things on a level that says, I can't know everything. You know, I'm going to sit back and allow this to unfold. There's a lot of freedom in that. There's a lot of peace in that. That's what letting go actually means. You know, it doesn't mean that letting go doesn't mean like I like what happened to me, or I'm in full, whatever, yeah, this, my house burned down and I'm happy about that. No, that's not what that means. It means that you just accept what is currently happening in your classroom, and you know that there's a higher reason for it, but you can't, I can't know. I can't pretend to know exactly why this is happening, but I'm going to trust the universe. I'm going to trust the universe. Life moves according to a divine paradox. What's large is really small, and what's small is really large. And you know, I wrote that as the heading when I was advertising my show today. And I was thinking about that a lot today. You know, how the things that we think are such a big deal and are going to, affect us really profoundly usually don't, but the smaller things do. The divine works in the complete opposite of what you think it does, and when your life is in complete disorder and complete chaos, and you're just mortified at the circumstances, that's the divine. That's when, the divine has a hand in things and is moving through you, and when you're trying to control everything, that's not divinely ordered. It's just not, and you have to, and it's hard when you're engulfed in that kind of chaos, and when you get swept up in all kinds of chaos and things going wrong, and it's hard. I know, believe me, I've been, life has been a little, it's been a little bit of a wild ride, but it really promotes us to have a lot of trust, right? It either drives us insane or it promotes us to have a lot of trust. And I think it's both and. But I know for myself, I've had to really rely on trusting the unknown, because I, it's like we make these decisions, we're put with these really big decisions in our lives. And how many times do we not take the chance or jump in or take that new job or try out that new relationship or go on that vacation? We don't do it because we're so unsure about, will I be safe in the end, And I know for myself, over the past year, I've taken some really big chances, and I mean, I'm known to do that. I'm an Aquarian with a double Sag Moon, Sag Rising, so I could tend to be, a little adventurous, but not in some things, I mean, I think about nothing, jumping on a plane and, traveling to the other side of the world by myself, but there were other things that I'm just, closely guarded with, right? So it's like, we all have our thing, but yeah, I had to take a lot of different chances this year that were really scary, and I had no clue how it was going to work out, no way of really knowing. And I'm glad that I took the chances that I took, and is everything perfect? No, because nothing is ever going to be perfect within, our lifetimes. We will have moments that seem to be perfect, right? And but nothing is ever going to be perfect, And I think that the more that we start to trust what is actually happening, and knowing that we have this divine assistance behind us, the better off we're all going to be, There, if we knew how divinely guided we really were, we can't even wrap our brains around any of that information. It's so big. But if we knew a quarter of it, we'd be a lot calmer in this life, that's for sure. I mean, somebody asked me today, why, why do we have soul contracts, And I started to laugh because I never really thought of it that way, and the first thing that popped into my head in answering that question, into my intuitive field, I should say, is I think the reason why I, from what I could pull from the spirit world, is that I think that we would be in trouble if we weren't here with some kind of plan. I don't know. I think that human nature would get us into a lot of trouble. So there's, the divine has to keep us on schedule in some way, shape, or form. Who knows what the hell we'd be doing out down here without any guidance, right? Yeah, that's the best I could come up with, but that's what I felt. All right, so I'm going to, let's see, let me jump over to the 12 radio page. and see what's going on with you guys. I'm not going to take any breaks because we came on about 6 or 7 minutes late. So we're going to keep it moving, guys. Let's see. Hey, Renee. So nice to see you. Quelly is here. Wonderful to see you, sweetheart. Quelly is my birthday twin. Our birthday's coming up again, Quelly. I don't know. This is happening too fast. Remember when we were like really young, like we couldn't turn, our age couldn't get older fast enough for us, right? And now it's like, wait a minute, slow down. Hi, Chelly, how are you? So nice to see you. Yeah, now it's like, God, universe, slow it down a little bit. I just remember like turning 50 and being like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm 50 and I'm about to turn 55. I don't know where the time has gone, but it goes by pretty fast, that's for sure. Okay, let's see. Let me X out of here and see. Hang on, guys. No. Let's see if we go to all comments. Okay. Hi, Suzanne. It's so nice to see you. Yeah, totally. Try to keep it interesting, right, Suzanne? That's for sure. So, the main theme to this show today is, how do you know a soul contract is ending with somebody? And that's a really interesting question, right? I remember I used to think about that a lot years ago. And I mean, it's interesting, right? And it's like sometimes we're involved in these relationship soul contracts, soul contracts come along with patterns, right? That's like the belly of them. And how I could explain it is that, we bring in these people that are soul contracts can be like, they can be really small, like you could know somebody for just 2 minutes and that's part of a contract that you had with that person. And because our words, they really surmount to a lot in this life, the words that people say to us and the words that we say to people, so just a 2 minute interaction with somebody, can really make a big difference in somebody's life. I remember just being, I think I was in a supermarket and there was this woman walking by and, I smiled at her and I was like, oh my God, I love your dress. And we just started talking. I think we had like a 2 or 3 minute conversation. And I was like, you look so nice. And, she did, like, you could just see like her face was just so lit up. And she looked like she had like a little bit of tears in her eyes. And I thought to myself, wow, what? I mean, I really did like her dress. I thought she looked beautiful. And, but like, I knew that that had some kind of impact on her. You know what I mean? And I've had people, strangers, come up to me and say things to me that have been very impactful to me. So soul contracts can be very small, but very impactful, right? Because remember we talked about a few moments ago about the universe, what seems big isn't, and what seems small is huge, right? So that's a prime example of these little soul contracts that we have with people that are very impactful, that do something to change not only the person's way of thinking, but also, their energy, and to bring them into a different type of energy field, which, jumping timelines, we all know what that can do for us, right? But, you have people that come into your lives that trigger things in you, for good or bad, and none of it's right or wrong. It's actually perfect, right? So we talk about noble adversaries. We have these people that come into our lives and they trigger up, like, the saying where people say, like, that person just absolutely brings out the worst in me, And our first gut trigger reaction to people who bring out the worst in us is to get the fuck away from them, right? I know that's my gut reaction all the time, but those are our noble adversaries, the people who pull us to places that challenge us and squeeze us, those, believe me, those are contracts, and they're important contracts. as painful as they could be. Or, you know this is true because you'll have a job where you have a boss that reminds you of a family member that irritated the crap out of you, right? You could run into a boss that, behaves exactly like your mother, who you have major wounding with, or your father, or your aunt, or your uncle, or fill in the blank, right? The universe is always sending us messengers from the beyond to guide us to places that we need to be, And you have people that will just keep going from the same scenario over and over again because they just don't understand it or realize it. And then at some point they do. And I mean, I understood it and realized it and still was on repeat cycle for a very long time, right? And that's nothing to be shameful for. It's just the way it is. And somebody asked me the other day on a call about soul contracts, was telling me, she was asking me, like, do we meet up with the same people in different lifetimes? And the answer is yes. And the other piece of it was that, are we carrying over lessons from other lifetimes that we haven't finished? And I believe yes. Sometimes it might take us more than one time at it in a whole lifetime before we start to, move into that place of graduating from the lesson, for lack of better words, right? Or, having a higher understanding. I mean, I know that there are people that have gone through these things where they thought, like, oh, just because I left this job, I thought I was done. I thought my lesson here was to walk away from this boss that terrorized me, or coworkers that were just horrible, whatever, only to leap into another job that was almost exactly the same, because it's not really about running away from it and getting away from it, right? It runs a lot deeper than that, and I think that's where people get really, they get twisted up. I know that twisted me up for a while, sometimes we have to experience things via different people so we can understand better. It's not that we're stupid and we don't understand it. It's that we have to understand it at higher levels. There's layers of it, So if you're on repeat with something and you're just like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this again, don't beat yourself up, because we're learning in layers. We couldn't possibly understand everything in one, sitting. It's like sometimes we just have to see it from different views, So getting back to how do we know a soul contract is ending? I think we're not really asking when it's going to end. I think we're in the thick of it when we ask that, because of the fact that we're getting so exhausted by it, And that's a sure. If you're asking and you're exhausted, that's a sure indication that you're getting near, right? Sometimes soul contracts end with people, but it doesn't mean that the pattern that was connected to it has ended as well. I know that sounds weird, but sometimes that person needs to leave your life, and it takes a little bit more time after that person is removed from your life, or that job is removed from your life, or whatever it is, for it, to completely dissolve. It's done with that person, but the pattern attached to it might linger for a little while for higher understanding. So you're going to attract it in again on a different level, so you can see it clearer, right? And I think that there are various signs that you'll feel or that you'll see when that is starting to happen. And I have some written down. We're going to talk about them, but I think that sometimes it just is the courage to take the leap, right? Is the first step. Just because a contract ends with somebody, because a lot of people get a little confused about this or annoyed by it, which is perfectly understandable, is that, oh, I was involved in that shit with this job for 15 years, and how the hell did I wind up at one that was, even worse? Like, I thought because I left that job that the lesson dissolved, that certain situation you were done there, right? But sometimes there's more layers to it, and that can get confusing for people, and that can make people a little upset and feel defeated. I know that it has for me in the past. Like, are you kidding me with this shit? Oh wow, if I would have known, if I would have known after leaving my marriage that I had a full 2 years of more lessons to dissolve that pattern I was in, I don't think I would have been happy. So there's a reason why the universe keeps that undercover for a little bit, right? Yeah, because I mean, if anybody, if we, if we knew all that, we might have just been like, the hell with it. I don't know, but yeah. So let's look at some of the signs that, and if you have any questions pertaining to soul contracts that are specific to you, feel free to put them in the chat room. I'd be happy to answer your questions and throw a card for you. Let's see. So, what are the signs that, that are indicating that a soul contract is starting to dissolve, So, you're losing people and habits or situations you once thought were permanent, right? And it's like weird because it's like all of a sudden, like people that have been in your life for years are just starting to fade away. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason for that because a lot of your people that are in your lives, not only in love relationships, but friendships and even coworkers, they're there and they're alive in your life because of the patterns that are attached to that. So you're in this certain soul contract to learn something, right? And there's a pattern that's attached to that. So let's just, this is like an obvious example, but it's clear. It's like if you are in a pattern of not really trusting people, you'll be surrounded around people who you don't really trust all that much, right? And if that is the case and you're starting to dissolve that pattern and you really have been through it and doing the work on yourself and whether you know it or not, right? And you're starting to reside in a different frequency, you're moving out of that place where you don't trust anybody to this place where you're filling your heart with love and starting to trust. What do you think is going to happen to all those people? They start to disappear. So one of the number one indicators that you're starting to dissolve a pattern, patterns are always attached to soul contracts. You're losing people, habits, or situations that you once thought were permanent. Friendships, relationships, or even jobs are falling away. It may feel like chaos, but these connections have fulfilled their divine purpose in your life. And there's so much truth to that, and that I think is really the hardest part for a lot of us. And I know it was really hard for me, where you just no longer are on the same frequency as your pattern, right? So it doesn't have anything to do with how spiritual you are, how religious you are, none of that, right? It has to do with frequency that you're residing in. If you're re residing in a frequency where you're still in a lot of pain over something from your past and you're still in a pattern via that pain, so what does that mean? What that means is that something could have happened to you as a child that had this profound effect on how you operate in the world and the choices that you make and the people that you surround yourself with. And when you start to heal that, all the people you surround yourself with, they're no longer going to be a match to you because you don't have a need for that anymore. Okay? Those people come in on that frequency because you're living in a dream world of your pain. So that's where those people fit into your frequency. And when that pain starts to dissolve and the soul contract is starting to dissolve because you're healing, soul contracts dissolve because you're healing. Okay? They dissolve because you're healing. That's when people have to start disappearing out of your life. And listen, it doesn't mean that everyone disappears out of your life because that's not true, right? You might have had a horrible relationship with your siblings or your mother or your father or your uncles or your cousins or whatever, it might just change the dynamic of your relationship with these people. You might walk away and not speak to some family members. Who knows? That happens as well. But, and the human mind says, they're family, But there are some instances where they're just put in their proper place in your life. Like you could go from wanting to be on the phone gossiping with them and in all that drama to, checking in a couple of times a month. It's not that, everybody leaves your life, but they kind of dissolve into a different placement in your life, right? So, it doesn't mean people disappear all the time. It does sometimes, but okay. Let's see what the next one is that I have written down. You feel indifferent about things that once mattered to you deeply. Wow. I remember that happening to me. You just kind of move into this place where, like, you would die on the cross for something and you just no longer care. It could be very traumatic. It could be dramatic, right? And then it could be very subtle too. But things that you once had a lot of interest in, they just don't matter to you anymore. The passion that you once had for a career, a project, a relationship, it's faded. Not because you failed, but because your soul is ready for something new. That made me smile big. It's very true. I've talked to so many people that are at this point in their lives where they're just like, I don't have it anymore. Like, I just can't do this anymore. Put myself through college and years of studying and this, that, and the other thing. And I've been in this career for 25 plus years and I just, I'm just done. And it doesn't make sense in the 3D world to anybody, that I'm done, that I don't want to do this anymore. I had this with a client who was an attorney and I thought that the family would just lose their minds over him wanting to start a different career, And then I remember I had this client who, oh my God, I just loved and admired her so much. This is going back years ago. And she was in her early 50s and she was going back to school to become a doctor in her early 50s. And she was almost, by the time I met her, she was 2 years away from being done. She was a resident at the time, I guess. And her family had given her the hardest time when she was doing that. Like, what are you crazy? Like, people were saying, I mean, the craziest things to her, like, why would you start this huge career and all this schooling in your early 50s, or she started in her late 40s, whatever. People just, things don't make sense sometimes, but sometimes we're brave enough to go, a lot of people they're miserable in things, but they're so stuck on what society tells them that they have to do that they stay put. Another sure indicator that you're done with the soul contract is starting to wrap itself up, a pattern is changing and shifting, is that you just don't care. You don't care what other people think. You're going to make choices that are based on your wants and needs, and you just can't even hear what the other people are saying. You can't, I think that's amazing. That's where it feels like real freedom, Okay, let's see what else I wrote down. You're experiencing intense emotions, grief, anger, nostalgia, seem to come out of nowhere when a soul contract is starting to end. These emotions are the karmic residue of contracts breaking, clearing space for your next chapter. Yeah, that is something that I hear a lot from clients and I've experienced in my own life, where it's just you can't explain what's happening to you, but it's an end of an era. Like that, you've prepared for this marathon. And you're about to take off. Yeah, I remember that happening. I do. Okay, let's see what's next here. Oh, this is a big one. And this has come up a lot for a lot of people that I've been talking to lately. You feel called to revisit old memories and forgive. So the word forgive is kind of like a weird word. Like people, get a little weirded out around that, right? But it's so much, it's not really about, oh, I'm so spiritual or religious that I forgive you. And it's not that. That's so ego-based. It's the kind of forgiveness or, how do I explain this? It's like it doesn't matter to me anymore. Like what happens in the past, my wounded ego was so inflated. I was so hurt. I was living in this place of my hurt and pain, and I couldn't see past that, that I dragged these people down with me. I was so offended by this, that, or the other thing, and I just don't live there anymore. So it's not like, I don't want to say you forgive, but you don't live there anymore. And I had a client say that to me today, like, had I had the tools that I have right now in my spiritual toolbox 20 years ago, none of that would have taken place. I would have handled it a lot differently, and I understand, like I can see and I could look at myself and understand my younger self 20 years ago and why I behaved that way. And that is such freedom. That is when you know a soul contract is dissolving. The pattern that is born out of that soul contract. And what that really means is this: you're on the other side, you're having a conversation with your spirit guide, your who's going to be your spirit guide or your angel, and they're saying, oh, so you want to learn forgiveness when you go down to the earth plane, we're gonna throw some people in your life that you're really gonna need to forgive. And little do we know that through all those things that happened to us, getting beat up and betrayed and all these other things, just grow us into these amazing people if we look at it symbolically. They really grow us into and evolve us as it should, But that's what happens, it's we look at things that transpired and say, wow, I can't believe that I was so up in arms about that, And it's funny because like people will say to me, like especially like my daughter or family members will say, you're so different now. Like you're a lot calmer and you don't let things bother you. And that's what happens. That's what happens when you start to understand and you start to live life through a symbolic lens, Let me just check on. And what that means is when we live life through a symbolic lens is that we look at the whole of what's going on in our lives through the eyes of the spirit world and not the 3D world where we're horribly offended by everything, right? And we're looking at it via our wounds, right? All right, let's see if I can refresh this page. Nope. Let's check over here. Hang on. Comments. All comments. Let me see if I can get this way. All right, let me click on my picture. Sometimes that works. Nope. Hang on, guys. All right, let's see. Hi, Pamela. How are you? Love having you here, Pam. Let's see. Ah, oh, I'm sorry, Pam. I know that happens sometimes, right? Sometimes we feel like we're on autopilot, and sometimes we feel like we're like stepping away and just kind of looking at it and saying, what the hell is happening here? I don't know. Pam, I wake up every day and I make a mental note of what needs to really be done today. And I make myself a list and I go down that list and I don't make it a huge list because it'll be too overwhelming. But I give myself two or three tasks, that are going to head me in the right direction. Otherwise I could just get lost in all of it, taking calls all day and just, kind of fading into all of it. All right, let's see. Hang on. Yeah, if you guys are missed, part one of the show, you can go back. It'll be archived. Jay is pretty much a wizard. He archives it like moments after the show is over, so it's there for you guys to see, to hear. Let's see. Okay. All right, let me get back to my notes and see what else we got going over here. Yeah, so the number four we were talking about was you feel called to revisit old memories or like forgive, but I had to explain that forgive part because it's not really about, oh, I'm just in such a great place that, I don't care what you've done to me in the past, I'm just so spiritual, I'm gonna forgive you. No, that's not what that's about. No, not at all. I think it's really just about owning that this is the way I react to it when I was so wounded, you know? Okay, let's see. So you revisit like unresolved wounds, grudges, or regrets come back to you. They come back to the surface. This isn't random. It's your soul seeking closure, freeing you to move forward. Oh, that just gave me such chills when I said that. That's exactly what it is, you know? And it's weird because I've gotten so many phone calls in the past week of people saying this to me. Like, Christina, why am I dreaming about this girlfriend I had 10 years ago? Right? Your soul is seeking closure. And sometimes it's about that the universe is wanting you to relate to what's currently happening to you, to what was ha currently happening back then. Right? Yeah. All right, let's see. Number five, you sense a new path calling you, even if it's unclear. Very true. It's very true. It's funny because when I started out, I mean, I've always talked to the spirit world, probably. I mean, I barely was walking when I remember it for the first time, but I didn't always do this, right? Not until after I had the twins was when I really started to, really get into it and start more on a professional level and reading cards for people and stuff. And they're 23. So, but I remember not quite knowing. And it's funny because I could look at my ex-husband and know that he had such a hand in pushing me towards that, right? Those were unknowable adversaries, right? But yeah, there's a strange mix of uncertainty and excitement. It feels like a door is closing, but you can't see where the next one is opening just yet. That's a clear indicator. And then another clear indicator is that you start getting really interested in different things or one specific thing and you can't stop doing it, right? It's like the universe is pulling you and pulling you, right? Yeah, that happened to me too. That happened to me too. I just remember studying about meditation and being just so fascinated by meditation and so fascinated by the spirit world and Sylvia Brown and Dr. Wayne Dyer. And I just remember sitting outside with the twins when they were maybe like 8 months old, sitting them on a blanket and reading my books, my Dr. Wayne Dyer books. All right, guys, we're at the end of the show. And I want to thank all of you for joining me. I'm going to go through the chat room when the show is over to see if I missed any questions. But we definitely got to do a part two to this show because it's really interesting. And there's so much information that, and soul contracts are so layered that I would love to keep talking about it. But I hope you guys have an amazing rest of the week. You've been listening live to the Christina LaFrance Show right here on 1-2 Radio, where we're definitely changing the way that you look at the world. And take care, guys. You can catch me at 1-2 Listen if you need to talk. Take care.
It's the Christina.